Welcome back. In this video, I'm going to share some tips for you in terms of how you and your children can enjoy a stress-free lifestyle and also improve on the quality of your relationships. In the previous video, I talked about stress being a relationship destroyer. I hope that these tips are going to help you to reduce that significantly. So the first one is to simplify your life by the amount of stress, and I talk about unnecessary stress-related issues that you are experiencing on a day-to-day basis. So how can you simplify your life? What about creating more of a routine and making sure that everybody in the family participates in the daily chores that are needed to be done? Mums, I know you want to be the martyr, and I love you for it. But seriously, if you've got children, can you get them to do some things? In fact, children need to be active. Most of the time, that's why they get so irritated, because they are bored. Get them to do things. Get them to participate in the household chores. And they will appreciate it later on in life. I can assure you that. Because we participated in daily chores as kids, and as a result, I'm not lazy. In fact, by children doing daily chores and learning to take responsibility early on, it actually defines them as a leader naturally through their life. So simplify the amount of stress that you experience in your day-to-day life by involving the whole family. And then obvious things, by taking out those aspects of your life that cause you unnecessary stress. So in other words, leave home a few minutes earlier so you don't get stuck in the traffic. That's another way of simplifying your life and reducing those stress-related issues. Perhaps it means budgeting more diligently, because if you know what money there is to spend, you're not going to get yourself into debt. You're not going to get yourself into those kind of situations that cause financial worries and anxiety unnecessarily. As a result, your whole family will benefit. So find other ways of simplifying your life. Do you have to do the washing 3 times a week instead of just once a week? Things like that. Look at your life. Look at your lifestyle. Maybe even sit together as a family around the table and discuss how can we simplify our life so we reduce the amount of stress that we are all experiencing as a family. Secondly, learn stress release techniques. Find ways to de-stress, to relax, so that you can enjoy your family and spend time, and I mean quality time, together as a family. In my book, Stress Gone, How to Identify and Reduce Stress Easily, I talk about a number of different techniques. In fact, I even go into exercises, as well as an audio, which you can use to significantly reduce those unnecessary stress outbursts that you have. The next tip I have for you is to be mindful of what you say to your children. Just be aware of your tone of voice. How do you speak to your child? Do you speak down at them and shout at them? Because all that's going to happen is they're going to respond in a negative way. I know I certainly did as a child. I hated being forced into and coerced into doing things. And my father's tone of voice would absolutely freak me out as a child. So just become mindful. What is your tone of voice like when you're speaking to your child? Remember, children are little, so they need to look up to their parents all the time. When you get upset with them, instead of bearing down upon them and shouting at them with your head down and looking at them like that, what about going down to their level, especially if they're littlies? Communicate with them eye to eye, or even pick them up and communicate eye to eye. That eye to eye contact is really significant in terms of how they will feel, because they read body language. They are so astute at that. They just know that they know. And this is why they will tend to play up in stressful situations, because they can see it all over your face that you are stressed. Reduce your stress, and their stress response will be different as well. Are you as cool as a cucumber, or do you lose your cool? Remember in my previous video, I spoke about us all being products of our environment. And we learn our stress-related responses from our environment. So if you're a parent who's as cool as a cucumber, it's almost a guarantee that your children will also learn to respond to stress in a cool, calm way as well. But if you are constantly losing your head and getting mad with everybody, it's likely that your children are learning that behavior from you, and they will mimic and replicate that behavior because they're like little sponges. And what do? As the saying goes, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. They mimic the behavior, the tone of voice, the attitude from mom and dad. Now, this is not a judgment, and I said this in my previous video. It's not a criticism. I know that you're trying to do the best that you can, but just become aware of how you respond to stress, and your response is perhaps rubbing off onto your children. Change your behavior towards stress and how you respond, and your children will also change their behavior because they want to emulate mom and dad. Another tip I have is to listen carefully and respectfully to your children when they're speaking. Now, I know this is not always easy. I hear that. I understand it. But instead of shouting at them, ask them, what are their issues that they're having? Can they share them with you? And when they do start speaking, be quiet. Give them the space to share what it is that they're going through. Now, if they're talking a whole lot of gobbledygook and they're making up stories, that's a whole different ballgame. But just encourage them to be honest, because the more they notice that you are honest, the more likely they will be honest as well. Remember, they are also a mirror of you because they mimic who you are. We can all see ourselves in children. Remember, you possibly don't like being rejected either. Just think of a situation where you found yourself being rejected by somebody. Perhaps it's in the office or by a client or a loved one. How did you feel when you were rejected? Imagine how your child feels when they are not, and they know that they're not being heard and they're not being respected. They also feel rejected. And feeling rejected makes us feel more vulnerable, insecure, unsafe, and threatened even. And if this is happening repeatedly, what is being instilled in your child? So just consider that for a moment. Next time they want to talk to you, stop what you're doing and focus their attention on them. Listen to what they're saying. And the worst thing you can do is to be on your phone while you're listening to your child. That's not listening to them. That's not giving them their full attention. Give them your full attention. They're your children. They deserve it. Another one is to encourage them to communicate what they are experiencing. Encourage them to talk about their day. Encourage them to talk about what happened at school or with their friends on a play date or a party that they were at. Encourage them to communicate with you, because when they know that you're listening to them and that you were there for them, they're going to feel safe to share with you what's happening. And they will even tell you about the bullying or any kind of negativity that they've seen or heard. They will share that with you, and they will just volunteer to do so because they know you are listening to them. As I've already mentioned, another tip is to come down to their level. Be at their pace or pick them up so that you can make significant eye contact with them. That's going to make them feel really safe and secure. The next tip I have is to continually affirm your love and support. Do you like to hear that somebody loves you and cares for you? I know I certainly do. It makes me feel really good about myself. So can you imagine in a child's world, if they hear and know that you love and support them, how much more safe and secure and valuable they're going to feel? It's going to make a huge difference in terms of how they respond to the world. All of us, when we feel loved, we feel appreciated. We really feel good about ourselves. And here's a subtle thing too. When we feel loved, we want to share love to other people. Imagine if your child knows that they are loved, feels safe and secure, and supported in the family unit and the family environment. They are going to be loving others. And as a result, that love that they share for their friends and for other people is also going to make them a really different person, especially as they grow older. People are naturally going to aggregate towards them and want to be around them because they just have this incredible sense of safety and security and love about them. I'm sure you've met people in life where you just go, wow, that person's amazing. It's because they have this vibe of love and support from within, because that was instilled in them when they were little. And it doesn't take a lot to tell somebody, especially your own children, how much you love and care for them regularly and demonstrate that love by giving them hugs and nurturing them. And remember, I spoke about listening to them and showing respect to them when they're sharing their stories with you. That's another way of them feeling extremely loved and cared for. The next tip I'd like to share with you is to maintain an optimistic outlook on life. Now, I know life happens and some pretty awful things happen and cross our paths, and it can be really, really unpleasant. But the way in which you handle life situations is how your children are going to learn to cope with and deal with stress in their lifestyles and in their little environment, be it at school or in a playgroup. So what you say and do with a positive attitude is going to rub off on your children, because remember, they're going to mimic and emulate your behavior, your attitude towards life. So if you have an upbeat, positive attitude to life, they are going to develop that automatically. Sure, there are times where you're going to lose it, you're going to get angry, you're going to get upset with life. That's also natural. But if 80% of your attitude towards life is positive and uplifting, that's what they're going to learn. And that kind of attitude is going to be incredible for their development as they become young adults and end up going into work environments, because it means that they will already have natural leadership style. This is significant in terms of the life skills that you are imparting on your children from when they are little. This is something that really touches me tremendously in terms of a tip. Beware of overloading your children. Now, I know in today's world, we are living in such a highly competitive society. It's all about winning. It's almost like the underdog, and losing is just not acceptable in society. Now, this is really sad because there can only ever be one winner. Meaning, if one really wants to look at it, there are lots of losers. But that's not true. Every person is a winner in their own right. Doesn't mean that you have to get first prize to be a winner. Every one of us have obstacles in our way that we have to overcome. So instead of encourage your children to participate in competition and be overloaded by doing so many things, rather spend time and encourage them to do things that add value and quality rather than quantity. So in other words, if they excel in horse riding, let them enjoy the horse riding and work with that instead of making them swim and play hockey and squash and do other extramurals and on top of that horse riding. All you're doing is burning your child out, and you are making them do so many things that at their young age might not be appropriate, because there are only, can only ever be one winner. And this is where I see that competition can actually be detrimental. And I know our schooling system encourages competition. Competition in the classroom, competition in the sports ground, competition in extramurals. It's this constant competition. But remember, your child is unique. Maybe they're not meant to compete. Maybe they are better at computer geek stuff rather than excelling in the classroom. Or perhaps they're better at doing things with their hands, like woodwork or something like that. Encourage them to flow with what they already are excelling at. If they love poetry and writing or drawing, creativity, whatever it is. You know your child exceptionally well. Focus on what they are good at and help them to naturally uplift the other areas of their life without forcing them into a state of competition. Now, in South Africa last year, it was really interesting, and I was so pleased to hear about this Cape school down in the Western Province who decided to abolish homework because the principal's attitude was that children don't play enough. Yeah, they don't play enough. Now, we tend to think that sport is playing. It's not actually. It's only playing a game in a particular direction, be it hockey or cricket or squash or whatever it is. But children need to play. They need to climb trees. They need to create imaginary games, play catches, play in the grounds, play and have fun, because that's what children love doing. It's through this ability of playing that they learn valuable interpersonal skills. They learn how to compete with one another naturally without being forced into a space of competition. They learn how to read from each other and understand how to work in the greater scheme of things in their environment. Those can be really powerful life skills that they can use later on. And as a result, through playing, many of them will develop natural leadership skills as a result of that. Another tip that I want to share with you is to dedicate quality time with your children each and every day. Now, I know most of our lives are jam-packed enough as it is. So here's something you can use in terms of quality time with your children. If you pick your children up from school or drop them off at school, I suggest that you don't have the radio on. Engage in conversation and one-on-one with your children in that space. You might have 30 minutes or an hour's commute to and from home to school and back again. Communicate with the children. Discuss things. Encourage them to share things with you. Remember, I talked about encouraging communication. This is one way that you can do that. And again, be uninterrupted. So here's the thing. It's dangerous driving and being on your cell phone at the same time, especially texting in your motor car. So switch your phone, put it onto silent, so that while you're driving with your children, you can have a one-on-one time with them and make up quality time spent with them in that space. Switch off the radio, switch off the television at home, and have communications with them as much as you possibly can. They will appreciate it, and you will develop a very close relationship with your children as a result. The last tip I want to share with you is to have and share at least one family meal together as a family unit per day. Again, while you are eating the meal together, switch off the TV. Make sure that there are no mobile phones anywhere on the table so that you can have that quality time together. During the time, things like blessing a meal. Many people say grace, but if you are not religiously inclined, that's okay. Encourage your children to bless the food. Bless where it came from. Encourage them to express gratitude. So when you present them with a meal, encourage them to say please and thank you. Simple things like that can make a significant difference in terms of who they become. Manners are really, really important in this world and something quite severely lacking in many respects. You can even have fun with them, teaching them how to lay the table, where the knives and forks go, where the glasses go, asking, please pass me the salt. Please, could you do this? Please, could you do that? This could be a really fun space within the family unit. Families who share meals together are really connected, united, and there's something really beautiful about those families. There's something that just shines within those families. Now, I know in the beginning this might be uncomfortable because the kids are used to having television dinners and sitting in front of a TV while they eat. So this might be a little uncomfortable in the beginning. But in time, your children will appreciate it. You will appreciate it. Your husband or your wife will also appreciate it. So enjoy that quality time together as a family. Just one meal per day is all it takes to make a big difference. Also, during the meal times, encourage your children to share their dreams and their aspirations. Maybe you want to discuss things like family holidays, or if the family is going through some critical issues, and that could be your extended family with maybe grand and grandpa or cousins, that family time together could be the appropriate time to discuss those family issues. Perhaps even discussing life issues, bigger picture issues. But as your children sit with you, enjoying a meal together, ensure that the conversation is uplifting, it's valuable, and that it's a win-win for everybody. Meal times together is not a time for disciplining your children and getting hard on them. You want them to enjoy the meal, because when they enjoy the meal, they feel relaxed, they feel at ease, and it's also going to help them to digest their meal correctly. So I hope that these tips that I've shared with you are going to make a significant difference in your family life. And not only that, but as a result, your children will grow up to be incredible products of their family environment and how they've learned from you. And as a result, you will leave a legacy behind through your children, and you will be proud of your children because of what you have instilled in them. It's not up to society or to the school and teachers to instill good morals, ethics, and values. That is for you as a parent. Mold and shape your children the way you wish to see them, so that you're proud to be their parent and they are proud of you as a parent. And above all else, as I said in my last video, share lots and lots of love. The more love children feel, the more safe and secure they feel. The more they will want to share things with you. The more you will be their go-to when they get into trouble, because they will know that above all else, you love them and you care for them and you support them. And they in turn will give you unconditional love as a result. I look forward to hearing how these tips have impacted your life and your family. And I wish you all the best, and may your family grow from strength to strength with love and joy from now on. Thank you so much.